This is the Wintrust Business Lunch with Steve Bertrand, sponsored by Wintrust, Chicago's bank, on 720 WGN.
And here we are in the Allstate Showcase studio right along Michigan Avenue on this beautiful Wednesday afternoon. Tim McCormick is in the studio. He's the CEO of SOS Children's Village of Illinois. And Tim, welcome back. You've been on a couple of times before. Nice to see you.
We have, Steve. It's good seeing you again.
This is the Wintrust Business Lunch. I know you're a Wintrust customer, and I want to talk about how you work with them. But tell me at first a little bit about SOS Children's Villages. It's like the magical charity to me.
Well, that's very kind of you, and thank you for having us here today. So SOS Children's Villages is a foster care agency here in Illinois, but it's a very contrarian foster care system where we build houses big enough to keep siblings together. So sadly, in the U.S., of the 600,000 kids in foster care, 75% of them are separated as siblings. We stop that. We create homes. We have 49 homes in and around Chicago.
Four separate sites
in Chicago. We have three full villages. Back of the Yards neighborhood, Auburn, Gresham, Roosevelt and Racine, and the Roosevelt Square, and out in Lockport, Illinois.
And so with these villages, I mean, these are houses among houses, right? Are they separated at all?
Yeah, so we kind of create this intentional community within a community where kids who've been abandoned, abused, and neglected find a sense of hope and strength through a village and through a strong community.
And the parents who live there are?
The parents are the angels of our world. They give up their jobs, they come work for us, they live in this community, and they provide unconditional love and create very significant outcomes that normally doesn't happen in foster care.
I was reading the statistic about high school graduation, right? A typical kid in foster care is about 50-50?
Yeah, it's about 50-50. 48% of children in foster care never graduate high school. We've had, during my 15 years here, a run of 100% of our kids graduating from high school.
That's amazing.
And it's done through a lot of support of our communities to say we can invest in this child and create a different narrative for them.
So when I've had you on before, we always talk about ways people can reach out and help, which is great. Maybe we'll touch on that too. But this is a business show. It's a Wintrust show. Wintrust is your client of Wintrust, right?
Correct. Yes.
So how do you work with a bank like Wintrust to make things go?
I think it's a very good question. You know, Steve, I think we live in and around Chicago, and the strength of Chicago has always been its 77 particular neighborhoods and the surrounding areas, each with their own unique flavor and taste. I think Wintrust Bank has been a very good, strong bank for the city and around Chicago, but it works in a very similar way, community by community. And my experience has always been with Wintrust is really three things: very community-focused. It really invests not just in profitability of an organization or a non-for-profit. It's investing in social transformation, of making a difference for our society.
Tell me about that. How do you mean that?
Well, what I mean is they give us an asset, a wealth, if you would, and some money, and they say, look, we're going to help you fulfill your mission to care for the people you're to care for, but really to make society better. And when we produce kids going to college and graduating from college, we have a better society.
I know you have an event coming up, right? Is it in May?
We have a very unique event on May 30th in We have the president of Wintrust, Ed Wehmer, who really models social responsibility. We have the actor Christian Bale, Gloria Steinem. We have some strong WGN presence there with Mike Mater and Mr. Chicago, Tom Skilling,
great.
And going to come together and tell our collective stories of how they can help children.
And people can go to this, I'm assuming?
Yes. So if you go to our website at sosillinois.org, you can find more information about a very unique event that is really transformative.
Are you in the market for foster parents? Are you always looking for them? Because it seems like, I mean, is that a pretty stable position?
Steve, two things on that. It's very difficult finding money in an environment like we live in and dealing sometimes with our state. It's even more challenging to find these angels that I talk about.
Right.
And so it's sometimes, when we look at the data, it takes us oftentimes 200 encounters to find the right foster parent. And once we find that, we know that child is going to be successful.
And when you find that foster parent, then do they stay in those houses through a variety of children?
Correct. So what will happen is, it's almost similar to the Peace Corps, Steve, where we ask this individual or couple to move in to our community, to live in this home, and then stay with these children and make a difference for the children, but really also transform their lives.
Tim McCormick, thanks for coming by. It's great to see you again. We'll do it again.